Arteta is a manager who knows his team did the hard part but couldn't finish the job. The derby was tense from the first whistle, stop-start football, heavy tackles and very little flow. Once Caicedo got sent off, it should have been our moment. Instead, we switched off in the set piece and had to chase the game. We reacted well, scored a good goal and created chances, but the final detail was missing. And with the number of players unavailable, it showed. Even then, we didn't fold. Arteta called it a positive week overall, but you could hear his frustration. This was a game to win, and I agree. With the momentum we've built, draws like this feel underwhelming, even when they're fair. Now, this team has raised its standards. A point at Stamford Bridge with a patched backline shows how far we've come. Not the result I wanted, but grateful we didn't lose. For the noise around Chelsea vs Arsenal, the real subplot was the first dance between Hincapié and Mosquera. Two gifted defenders, both comfortable on the ball, both eager to prove they belong in the conversation when the big boys are unavailable. And yet, you could feel the nerves humming beneath the surface. This is the burden of a new partnership. You're learning each other under the brightest lights, not on a training pitch. At times, they looked composed, even brave. At other moments, the hesitation showed. One extra touch here, a rushed clearance there. Chelsea's press didn't help, but neither did the weight of expectation. Still, there's a lesson here. Arsenal are trying to build a squad that doesn't crumble when plan A is unavailable. Pairings like this are part of the education. Hincapié and Mosquera aren't the finished article. But the club needs these experiments if the season stretches beyond 11 players. Promising? Yes. Perfect? Far from it. But every great defensive partnership starts with awkward introductions. The question is whether Arteta will give them enough minutes for this one to grow into something real. It's funny how the story shifts depending on the team. Arsenal protect the lead with 10 men at the Etihad, cowardly, naive, weak mentality. Chelsea scrap a draw with 10 at the Bridge, heroic, brave, statement performance. Now, whoever fits the mood gets the praise. Yes, we were below our best on the day, no need to sugarcoat it. But the selective applause always reminds me how quickly the goalposts move when Arsenal are involved. Still, big week, tough away days cleared, and the season is a marathon. What can I say? Haters are gonna hate. All week, people cooked up the Rice vs Caicedo narrative like it was destiny. Never mind that Declan had already clarified the job descriptions. Him being the box-to-box 8, Caicedo as the 6. But football loves a duo, even when the players are not exactly in the same lane. And then came the tackle. Caicedo's red was careless, late, and had that familiar edge he carries. A kind of over-caffeinated urgency that looks like passion until someone's ankle is in danger. On Merino, he crossed the line. Simple. Has he been good? Yes. A force when the game flows in front of him. Athletic, combative, tidy. But he's also been protected by interpretation. People call it intensity. People called it heart. Sometimes it really was. Other times it was the same brand of reckless energy we saw on Sunday, just camouflaged by better outcomes. You watch Rice and you see authority. You watch Caicedo and you see a player who wants to dominate but loses the plot too easily. Is it the elite destroyer some promised? Or a talented midfielder who still hasn't learned when to calm the fire? Either way, Sunday didn't settle anything, except the fact that Caicedo owed everyone an apology long before the card came out. Jurrien Timber is a modern fullback who defends like a centre-half from the Highbury years, yet moves with the intelligence and ambition of today's inverted game. You watch him and you sense a player raised on competition, sharpened by brothers, steadied by discipline, and it shows in every duel. What really impresses me is how naturally he's grown into the chaos of Premier League football. Bigger, stronger, calmer, but never losing that street-born hunger that can be coached. His story reminds me that elite players are not just built in academies, but shaped in backyards, family rivalries, in the sort of environments where every game matters even when no one is watching. And then there's the evolution of the fullback role itself. Timber is thriving in the blur between defender, midfielder, and creator. He's not just doing the job, he's redefining the job while keeping our defensive record decent. If anything, his humility is the final touch. As an Arsenal fan, I love that mindset. It's the kind of steel you build a title run on. And it's refreshing to see a player who understands that excellence is a habit. Timber is a breath of fresh air in our backline. And if this is the new standard, then truly, Arsenal are cooking something serious.
Up, Gunners!